they were lynched, and this was, and no one was ever prosecuted for these things because that was considered Southern culture. By the way, many of those lynched were U.S. servicemen, black servicemen, who wore their uniform. You see, having the uniform of the United States military gave them, of course, recognition and status, which the South, by segregation laws, denied. So the sight of a black man who would presume to be a corporal, a sergeant, someone who had served, to see that person in the eyes of the Klan, who were a highly powerful force, caused violence. The identity was the source of the violence. And who was fighting it? Well, Paul Robeson fought it, and Albert Einstein, and incidentally, Barker Books is bringing out Einstein on Israel and Zionism. I'm going to tell the story again because people don't seem to know it, particularly the people who are experts on Einstein. I've said on the show, and I'll keep saying, that there are library shelves covered with books and biographies and studies and praise of the great Albert Einstein, which do not mention the fact that Paul Robeson and Albert Einstein and W.E.B. Du Bois formed an organization to make lynching a federal offense. And the Roosevelt and Truman administrations and others following them did not act on that. And not only did they not act on it, people who claim some knowledge or can tell you the intimate details of Einstein's life do not mention that, which means conscious repression, hiding a fact which would help people to, as it was designed to do, to understand their own history and to do the right thing against segregation. So, thanks to Fred Jerome, who is a guest on this show on several occasions, and a very brave journalist. His own father went to prison, by the way, under the Smith Act in the United States, which was repress people who spoke against, of all things, NATO, and spoke against segregation. And so that Fred Jerome's father, he's always known by his initials. I can't even tell you what the initials are for. V.J. Jerome, if you want to look him up. He's in the history books. This is the Taylor Report. It's a wonderful show coming up. See you next week.
93.3 CFMU, redefining radio in your community since 1978. My name is M. Harrison Shin, and you are with me for the next 30 minutes. During this 30 minutes, I will be your show host, featuring some goodie music from our own database. First album that I'm going to get into is Onglish's Reading Waves from Southern Manitoba. Onglish performed in bands, DJ crews, hip-hop duos, and as a solo act, consistently reinventing himself in genres ranging from hardcore, house, pop, yacht rock, ambient, and anything his musical appetite desires. So the first songs that I'm going to play for you are Bookshare, Bankrupt, Boycott, Aisha Works From Home, and Gemini Skies. So first and foremost, it's Bookshare, Bankrupt, and Boycott by Onglish.
Thank you.
That was Bookshare Bankrupt Boycott by Onglish. Next up is Aisha Works From Home by Onglish from his same album, Reading Waves.
So I got exactly 15 seconds. Oh, wait, it's rolling. Well, this is 93.3 CFMU Community Radio. Check us out on our website at cfmu.ca for our live stream or tune in to 93.3 megahertz on the FM dial on your radio.
Thank you.
was Aisha Works From Home by Onglish and also Gemini Skies from the same album, Reading Waves. Next up is Wilco's EP, Hot Sun, Cool Shroud. I learned about Wilco through a local Hamiltonian artist, Heather Valley, back when I was a first-year student in 2019. First song from Wilco that I got introduced to was Jesus Etc. from their 2001 album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Now, regardless, EPs have been a peripheral role in Wilco's catalog, but this EP specifically has both the vision and range of their full lengths. I picked out four songs from you from this album, and these are Hot Sun, Ice Cream, Annihilation, and Say You Love Me from this album. First up, Hot Sun by Wilco.
When you need I didn't know if I could be true enough to be a Bible. You held me up, never looked inside. You'd seen enough to leave me behind for someone else to find. I was holy.
You may have heard about CFMU. You may have heard about 93.3. You may have heard of CFMU.ca. You may have heard it's just a website. Well, CFMU.ca is more than just a website. Where else would you be able to catch the latest on your favorite shows? Listen live when the radio is out of reach, or read what you don't always get to hear on air. CFMU.ca is all about connecting with just about anyone, anywhere. It's about what's in your community, on campus and in the outside world, with series such as 60 Seconds. It's about getting in on the action with a Marauder Sports Roundup. It's about connecting with the music makers through artist sketches and the top five. It's about getting to know some of the many minds that put the station together through the Volunteering at CFMU blog series. CFMU.ca is more than just a website. See what's going on today at CFMU.ca.
Joyless night.
kiss before we lift into the sky.
Finally find the earth.